Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
You know, restaurant worker says she was told to seat ugly people at the back, out of sight. Well, she's claiming that her boss made sure that ugly people were seated at the back. And I want to know if this is a real thing. She spills the tea, if you will.
Yeah.
She tips the tea on what supposedly happens at all these fancy restaurants.
I could definitely see that being a thing in L.A. I really could.
So I looked it up. According to a recent investigation, they did this in England.
Yeah.
More attractive diners get seated up front where they can be seen, while ugly-ass patrons are seated in the back, sometimes even rejected altogether. Or what you'll get is a longer wait time.
That would be tough to be, like, to go to a restaurant and they're just like, yeah, we can't serve you. And really to find out that it's just because you're ugly. And it's like, I was just trying to eat. Like, I wasn't here for sex.
Well, I saw another thing.
I was just literally here to eat dinner.
So a lot of times, if they got like an ugly ass family or something, or ugly people, they try to seat them immediately so that they're out of the waiting area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you don't want to go in and see the mutants and then.
Right. So, like, all right, get them a seat.
Well,
because
it's
going
to gross people out.
What's up, Jane? Is this true?
Hey, I'm sure they do this. And honestly, it's smart business. Like, I don't see why this is even an issue. You know, people
like
to see pretty people.
Well,
what do you mean? What do I mean?
Well, that's rude, right? If you just, if an ugly couple, they want to be able to sit by the window so it's more romantic, right? But you're like, nah, that'll kill our business.
Right.
Ogres.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ogres.
I mean, think about it. Look at advertising. You know, the ads, like, there's always pretty people in the restaurants, you know? I mean, they want to show, it's a way of business. You know, you want to see skinny or in-shape people eating. It gives an impression that the food is not fattening. You know, you enjoy the food and still be skinny.
Well, so you got two heifers just mowing down on your delicious food at your restaurant. That looks bad because then people think, oh, I don't want to eat there. I'm going to get fat like them.
Well, it might give them the wrong idea.
But I understand.
It might give them the wrong idea.
Yeah.
You got to admit, it does make a little sense.
It does.
What's up, Christian? Do you agree with this lady?
Hey, man.
Does this happen?
Oh, 100%. So when I was in college, I was working at this steakhouse for about 2 weeks, and I noticed that they were always sitting these big, hefty, and kind of ugly people in the back. So I jumped on this section. It was like an 8-9 table section. I used to bank because you could just load them up with food, alcohol. And after about 6 weeks, that whole thing stopped. Everybody wanted to work on those sections because I was killing it.
Killing it. You were killing it with the ugly people is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You treat them like they're kings and queens.
Yeah.
You're walking out with $250, $300 a night.
And then, because I would imagine, like, pretty people tip like crap.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You go back there, you got these people, they're back there, and they're just wanting to have a good time. And they're, you know, you got this big monster dude, and he's chomped down on a 62-ounce steak.
62-ounce steak? Jeez.
Wow.
Like, I get a little 6-ounce steak. This guy's getting a 62-ounce steak. Just bring the cow out, put it on a plate. Holy hell.
No, but he's right. The ugly people aren't used to being treated like that. So when you treat them nice, yeah, they're going to tip you well.
Let's go to George. Yes, George, what do you think?
Man, this topic kind of comes close to heart, guys. I get discriminated all the time. I'm burned on like 20% of my body. And like, man, people just look at me terrible. And like, they don't even want to serve me. It's like, man, I'm a person too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you fight for our country, sir?
Oh, no. I was a dumbass drunk driving accident. I mean, I guess I deserve to get burned, but...
Well, I don't think
you didn't deserve it, sir.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But dang, so you do restaurants not seat you very nice?
Well, it's the look that they give. Like, you know, they're like, oh, like, you know, like, they don't... It's almost like they're scared of me.
Ah, that's unfortunate. You would hope in this world, right, where...
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be treating people nice and kind and with empathy and those... I mean, they're just bad people. Anybody that would treat you poorly because of an accident, something that happened to you, is just insane.
Well, I mean, ugly and fat get look down upon. What do you mean?
Like, well, I know, just, but this guy got burned on his body. It was just a tragic accident.
It was a tragic accident, but people still look at that as ugly.
Yeah, that's just so sad. Let's go to Chris.
It's such a dumb thing I didn't know actually happened.
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
Yeah, it's true, Billy. So I have two gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous daughters. I'm not gorgeous, but they are. But, man, every time, bro, every time we go somewhere, they get the extra service. We get the best seat. If I go without them, man, I'm like Shrek in the corner, bro. Like, I'm just, like, getting ignored.
Are you always close to the restroom?
Oh, yeah, right by the kitchen or the restroom, bro, every time. And it's a true story, man. My daughters, they get dressed up. They can go to any bar in Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, any bar, and they walk straight in. It doesn't matter how long the line is, you need reserve. It doesn't matter. They get invited. They get invited when they're out and about to go to these private, they're not private, but they go to bars because they stack them with, they give them free drinks. They get them to the bars with free drink cards just so they could be there because they want all these pretty people there.
I believe it. I mean, so you do believe that restaurants are being prejudiced against ugly people?
Absolutely, dude. I'm ugly. I am.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.